Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. And what started out as looking like a fairly good day did not end that well. Losses were modest, but it's how they happened that may prove to be more important. March corn at 483 and 3 quarters was down 6 and 3 quarters. We traded as high, though, as 493 and a quarter, which was a new high for the move, and then we slid back. Same story with the May corn at 495, down 7 cents with a high of 504 and 3 quarters. December corn at 509 and a half, down 6 and a quarter after trading all the way up to 517 and a quarter. Soybeans saw modest losses. January beans at 1296 and a half, down 9 with a high of 1313 and a half. So we're now below that $13 level, which was kind of a line in the sand. We'll see how we do with export sales tomorrow. We're going to need to see some good ones. Remember, we have a WASD on Friday. Not looking for a lot of changes, but you never know what kind of surprise we may see. So make sure to join us for live coverage. May soybeans at 1331, down 11 and a half. November beans 1261 and a quarter, down 12 and a quarter. January soybean oil 4937, down 89 on noticeably weaker crude oil. January soybean meal 408.80, down 9. Crush down to 104. That's down 10.5, and that is doing nothing to help out the soybeans. March wheat in Chicago 632 and a quarter. That was up a penny. However, the high of the day was 649 and a half. So we finished 17 cents off the high. We did get some good news. We saw China back in buying another 370,000 metric tons of SRW, which was supportive early, but again, the market's reversed. March Kansas City wheat at 653 and 3 quarters, down 9, traded as high as 677 and a half. Minneapolis wheat finished for March at 730 and a half, down 8.5, after trading as high as 747 and 3 quarters. So again, we did see meaningful and noticeable reversals in the current wheat rally. January rice at 1693, down 12. March cotton 79.75, that was down 7 after trading as high as 8078. May cotton 8045, that was down 18. Up 18 on the day. February live cattle, 163.42, down 555 points after trading as high as 169.07. The cash market is having to break down and having to accommodate the fact that we can't push box prices up as packer margins do remain a little bit in the red. Feeders at 210.20, down 450. February hogs managed to dodge all of this at 69.32. They were down only 3. Noticeably higher belly prices helped out a little bit today. December milk at 16.31, down 1. January orange juice, 361.80, down 445. Crude oil, $69.28 a barrel, down $3.03 a barrel after trading as high as 72.60. So this is our first break down below the $70 level since June. January diesel at 257.66, down 6.5 cents a gallon. Unleaded at 203.24, down 7.75 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 256, down 15, and that market is becoming extremely oversold. And while, yes, we like to see lower energy prices, a combination of this, we saw other commodities get beat up. Sugar was down sharply today, something like 7%. This may be the sign of some ongoing economic weakness creeping into commodity prices. February gold at $20.44, that was up $8.30. Silver, though, at $24.27, down 27 cents. Dollar index creeping up as risk aversion moved into the market. We're at 104.20, that is up 15. Stocks generally lower on the day, Dow not so much. 36,054, that was down 70 points. S&P, though, at 45.47, down 19 points, or just shy of a half a percent. We also scored what is known as an outside day with a down close, meaning today's range was higher than yesterday's high, lower than yesterday's low, and we finished lower. And where we're currently positioned, that can be the sign of some topping action. NASDAQ also struggled, 14,146, down 83 points. Or just a little more than, actually, a half a percent. Interest rates were mixed. The 2-year at 4.59 was up 2 basis points, while the 10-year continues to go lower. We're at 4.11. That was down 5 basis points on the day. And the 30-year at 4.22, down 7 basis points on the day. We do have the jobs report on Friday that will be influencing things. And remember to join us for live coverage on the WASD on Friday. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.